You're listening to West Southwest on WMUK. I'm Earlene McMichael. Coming up, John Vucetich explains why wolf hunting is on hold in Michigan. But first, 4 months ago, West Southwest reported on the launch of a major initiative to curb Kalamazoo County's high rate of black babies dying in their first year of life. A lot has happened since. For starters, a follow-up brainstorming session earlier this month drew more than 100 people, showing community interest remains high. Also this month, the importance of the issue of black infant mortality was recognized by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters when it awarded WMUK the Best Public Affairs Program for Public Radio for West Southwest segment with YWCA CEO Grace Lumwama on last November's launch of the Kalamazoo Infant Mortality Community Initiative. Today, I'm back with an update. We talked to Lumwama and initiative partners Catherine Kattari, Director of Community Research at the Western Michigan University School of Medicine, and Lucinda Stinson, Deputy Director of Community Services for the Kalamazoo County Health and Community Services. We'll delve deeper into what the local data is revealing so far and what came out of the recent follow-up meeting and what the next steps are. Kattari starts us off with an overview of the problem of black infant mortality in Kalamazoo County.
Over the last 20 years, black infants have been dying at 2 to 3 times higher rate than white infants. That problem has actually gotten worse over the last 10 years, and it's gotten worse over a period of time when the county as a whole's infant mortality rate has actually gone down. If we look at all of the births in Kalamazoo County, we're actually very close to meeting the Healthy People 2020 goal of 6 infant deaths per 1,000 births. Unfortunately, not everybody is seeing those same gains. Black infants in Kalamazoo County during a 3-year period of 2010 to 2012 died at 4.5 times the rate of white infants here in Kalamazoo County. The disparity between black and white infant deaths has actually gotten worse during the period of time when the overall county infant deaths have actually gone down.
I know it's early in your data collection process for this initiative, but are you getting any sense of why black babies are dying at a higher rate than white babies?
The very first thing that we look at that is the strongest reason for infant mortality and for health disparities in that mortality is often poverty, and it's living in conditions of poverty where there's not enough access to care, where there's not enough access to healthy foods, healthy living, safe environments for infants to sleep. And so the very first thing we looked at when we started examining this issue of black infant mortality here in Kalamazoo County is the degree to which poverty explains that. And what we find is that in some communities, once you take into account poverty, you've basically explained the disparity that has to do with race, because so many black women are much more likely to be living in poverty. That is the case here in Kalamazoo, given in that 85% of the black women giving birth here in Kalamazoo are living in conditions of poverty. And so that is much higher than the 30% of white women who've given birth here in Kalamazoo County living in poverty. What we know is that women who live in poverty are much more likely to deliver low birth weight babies. In fact, women who are poor have twice as great a likelihood of delivering a low birth weight infant as women who are not poor. In Kalamazoo, women who are black have an additional chance of delivering a low birth weight baby of an increase of 1.7. Those two problems here in Kalamazoo County are each independent. They each add risk. So that means that a poor black woman is 3.7 times more likely to deliver a low birth weight infant here in Kalamazoo County.
Grace Lumwama, you wanted to say something?
I think what we have done since we last met is really looked at secondary data. You know, Kathy and the university have done a great job working with the county to look at the data that we already have, the data that has been already collected, to really start identifying those real issues. you know, a lot of people keep saying, we don't have the data. The data is already there. So the team has been working hard to look at that secondary data and point out what the real issues are.
Thank you, Grace. We really need to address issues of poverty, but we also need to, there's a degree of risk that's associated simply with being Black in Kalamazoo County. And that's what's really important for us to understand. What we've done also is dig a little deeper to find out what is it that's associated, what are the sort of risks that are associated with being Black versus the kind of risks that are associated with being poor. And what we have found is that a lot of the infant deaths that occur among infants that actually leave the hospital and go home, those deaths, they're much more likely to be related to sleep-related environment. So sleep-related deaths are a very strong focus of public health efforts, not only here in Kalamazoo County, but across the state and across the nation. And those are deaths that are due to infants sleeping in unsafe sleep environments, such as on couches, sleeping with others, whether they're additional siblings or whether they're with adults, or sleeping in areas where there's blankets or cribs or toys. Here in Kalamazoo County, those sleep-related deaths and sleep-related risks are very much associated with being poor. Poverty explains a large majority of those sleep-related deaths. And that's really important to know, and it can really inform our action and what we need to do. The deaths that are associated with being Black in Kalamazoo, however, are not necessarily around sleep-related deaths. They have to do with issues that have to do with mom's health before pregnancy as well as during pregnancy. And that's her health and well-being. And that speaks to things like her nutrition, having a planned pregnancy, having a healthy pregnancy that does include prenatal care, but it's not exclusive to prenatal care. And one of the things that we know in general about being Black in the United States is that it's often associated with a feeling as if you're in a lower class status. You're not as valued. The level of stress that's associated with being a lower class citizen is what accounts for a lot of the lack of health and well-being among women and among Black people in general, and is associated with mortality and morbidity, no matter what your age.
I know that Lucinda Stinson with Kalamazoo County Health and Community Services can give us an overview on what happened when you had a follow-up meeting bringing the community together.
Once we did the first initial meeting, and we've had several subsequent meetings with our community partners and our key stakeholders, we identified early on, looking at Kathy's information, some of the five key areas that we really needed to address. When we looked at the data, and then we looked at the issue surrounding the data, we collectively said, okay, based on that data, let's pick out five key areas and let that be our focus. Those five key areas were infant safety, as Kathy has indicated, maternal well-being, infant well-being, women's empowerment, and strengthening families. So what we did, we decided that we wanted to hear from our community to see what their perceptions were of those five key categories. We actually broke out into five work groups, and we had our key stakeholders facilitating the work groups and asking them the question regarding the gaps. So where are the gaps when it comes to infant safety? Where are the gaps when it comes to maternal well-being? And we came up with some interesting feedback. For example, for the gaps in regards to infant safety, we looked at the agencies and the resources we have in the community. As a community, as a whole, Kalamazoo is wealthy in resources, but we have a tendency of working in silos. We need to bring those groups together because we do have the collective good of the community. We need to do more follow-up after discharge. For example, a gap that was identified was one of our local health agencies actually has a great program regarding car infant safety. They gave out about 600 car seats last year, but there was no follow-up. So all those women that received car seats for their children, great. They were in the category of meeting the need to qualify for those seats, but they're also the women that are losing the babies. Social services, Kathy talked about stress. We need to look at how we can reduce that stress, and the stress also associated with racism. Infant well-being, how can we effectively navigate this complex system? If you don't know how to navigate the medical maze and you come into the system poor and at a level of stress, we need to make sure that we are proactive with the pregnant women, making sure they are connected to the resources. after their discharge, making sure they have quality health, quality health care, yes, and quality child care, so that they can raise that healthy child. Again, we go back to race. Our primary care providers predominantly are white. Do they understand the complexities of being black and poor in this community? So it comes back to cultural competency. Dignity and respect, that's critical. We can go into a provider, we can hand them our Blue Cross and Blue Shield card and be treated one way, but you go into a provider and hand them your Medicaid card, there's a difference in the treatment.
Let's shift now to Grace Lumbwama. That meeting that you had on March 12th, was there any surprises? And tell me about what we're doing moving forward.
I've really been impressed by this community. This is a community that is very proactive. This is a community that really loves the children and families that live in this place. You know, when we talk about infant mortality, it's such a complex issue. And when you talk about a really community holistic engagement and building a strategy that is going to turn this issue around, it's also very complex. So I was really impressed to see a group of individuals who are really committed to this movement. And as we talk about the collective impact, which is a Stanford framework that came around a couple of years ago that they're using to really talk about community transformation, that's the framework that this initiative is going to use. So we are going to use a collective impact framework whereby we always have the voice of the community. We want to hear from the women that have been affected with this issue. So we will continue working with the community, working with a group of key stakeholders that will do the hard work, the planning, the strategy, and then going back to the community and presenting that strategy, hearing the feedback from the community, going back to the table and then digging and working hard to make sure we come up with a very intentional strategy.
You're listening to West Southwest. We've been hearing from YWCA CEO Grace Lumbwama, WMU Medical School's Catherine Katari, and Lucinda Stinson from the Kalamazoo County Health and Community Services on the latest on an effort in Kalamazoo County to reduce black infant mortality. Coming up, you'll hear Katari answering my question about what can be done now as the committee continues its work.
There's a lot of action that can be currently taken around safe sleep and around infant health and safety. Where we are with regards to maternal health and the excessive black infant deaths that are linked to being born premature, being born too little, being born too early, that actually accounts for the vast majority of the disparity, the racial disparity, our deaths that occur that are attributed to being born premature. There's a lot we don't know, and that's where a lot of the complexity comes in, because there's a lot of reasons that may be attributed to this, and they include the stress of living poor, the stress of living black. These are women who also have had prior infant losses. One of the things that we need to do is align a lot of these maternal infant home visitation programs, which can be so effective. We need to align them and make sure that women who can most benefit from them are the women with the highest risk.
Grace Lumbwama, I think you wanted to add something on the issue of what can be done now.
Two things that I really want us to do in Kalamazoo that we did in Los Angeles and were very, very effective. One of them is we were very intentional on who we were targeting. So when we are talking about the infant mortality high amongst African Americans, our focus was intentional. We focused on African American mothers. So we looked at all the programs that we had in our community and said, if we have a Healthy Start program, if we have the nursing visitation program, are those programs really recruiting African-American clients into their programs?
I definitely support what Grace is saying, because again, we need those resources. But when we look back at the history, about 15, 20 years ago, we effectively managed reducing infant mortality in this community. And we did that the same way through key stakeholders. What happened was funding. Funding was reduced or eliminated. People need to understand that we've done this. We can repeat it. We need to repeat it. We need to get our key stakeholders to the point where we can collaboratively go after some of those dollars to help fund more people or more navigators going into the homes and helping navigate women through their pregnancy, helping them navigate through the healthcare system. We need to increase those number of people that are doing Healthy Babies, Healthy Start, nurse-family partnerships.
Grace Lumbwama?
The other point I wanted to bring out is really streamlining and having a triage process. Those are going to be very, very key in us helping the right clientele, you know, the women that we're trying to target, really have a streamlined process or a triage. What we did in Los Angeles, which was really exciting, is we knew of every bath in that community. We had a nurse at a hospital. We were unfortunate. We only had one bathing hospital in that community. So we had a nurse at the hospital that did the triage for all our high-risk women and figured out what is the best program for these women. And whoever of those women did not fit in any of the programs we had in the community, we had a case manager that was part of the collaborative we had built that followed those women.
Who are some of your key stakeholders? And do you think some people may say, why will it be successful? What would you say to that? Anyone who wants to jump in?
Some of our key stakeholders, of course, are the hospitals, Borges and Bronson, and we have the Family Health Center, our local federally qualified health clinic. We have the faith-based community. We have education, our education community, KRESA, Head Start, the Great Start Collaborative, KC Ready 4, WMED, of course, is a key player. We have them at the table now, and I know I'm missing some, and I apologize for that. But right now, and this may sound cliche-ish, but because we have good data, because we have a good mechanism for articulating that data by working with Kathy Gattari and her years of experience on researching this particular project, because we've heightened the awareness of what it is that we're trying to do, and it gets down to the basics. We're losing our children.
Final thoughts, Ms. Gattari.
We've got all the folks at the table who are actually conducting the home visits as well as the providers. So we have the folks who are in a position to actually do and follow through on solutions within the clinic and within the home.
We'll give the final word to Grace Mbwama.
You know, this is an exciting time for Kalamazoo. As I'm walking within the community, even grocery shopping, people are calling me and are stopping me and asking me, what can I do? And I want to call on everybody who's listening. I think you have a role at the table. We want to hear your voice. There are babies in this community that are not celebrating their first birthday just because of things that we can change. We have a team of leaders in this community that are really committed to this effort, and we believe with that commitment, we're going to change this issue around in Kalamazoo.
The community is invited to the next public meeting of the Kalamazoo Infant Mortality Community Initiative on May 14th. For more details and for a longer version of this interview, visit our webpage at wmuk.org. For West Southwest, I'm Arlene McMichael.